Speaking with the legendary Salwyn Briggs Burns about the Stolen Generation and Sorry Day. So, how you going, bro?
Good, brother. Yeah, good.
What does Sorry Day mean to you, bro?
A lot of pain. As you know, my grandmother, who was born Lalaria and given name of English Margaret Tucker, was one of the first to be taken away to Cootamundra in 1912. And what it means to me is that I lost my colour, my identity. I haven't lost my identity, but I lost my colour and my language through the Stolen Generation because they weren't allowed to speak jabba jabba, as they say, or jibba jibba. And, you know, I asked my grandmother years later, you know, why didn't you marry a black man, why'd you marry a white man? She said, because I didn't want my children's children to be taken away.
What impact has the Stolen Generation had on you?
A lot of devastation. A lot of people went through those tragedies and money was put away from them and they never got it. And I know there is a lot of money sitting there in the grandmother. And what I'd like to see happen with that money is maybe a bronze statue put in Fitzroy or something with that money put to use to let our younger generation know that how hard people like Aunty Joyce Johnson and Aunty March Tucker and Aunty Geraldine Briggs all fought to have the advancement league and the things we have today. They were the first footsteps. And, you know, kids today wouldn't have what we've got, the health service and the legal service and the rest of the places that we have for our people, if it wasn't for those strong people to go through that horribleness to make it better for the future generation.
Do you feel Australia has done enough to acknowledge the Stolen Generations?
Not even a blink of an eye. I think Australia is... I really feel that the government is ashamed to let people know what they really did to the Indigenous people of this country. And it's about time they slapped themselves in the face and seen the truth so at least we can get some pride back in our tribes, because all we hear is tragedy and these stories being told and heartbreak. And some people never get over it. And me, myself, I'll never get over it, but I don't want to chew the rag on it. I think the government should do a lot more in supporting, and they should do a lot more so it never happens again. But it is happening. Our children are still being put in institutions. Our people are still being locked up. And my mother, as you know, did the Aboriginal Child Care Agency. And I used to say, you know, Mum, you care for these kids more than us. And she said, you know where you come from, son. You know who you are. These kids don't even know they're black. And it's my job to let them and find their people and bring them home. And she did a lot of that. And the tragedy was that some kids who were institutionalised after they'd been adopted out and realised they were black, if those parents had told them that they were Aboriginal in the first place instead of trying to bring them up white, we wouldn't have half the problems today. And so our kids are going back into institutions because that's where they feel home. When they come out in society, they don't know their own people, and they're pushed out into a street where it's so hard for them. So the first thing they do is commit a crime and get put back in there, because at least they've got a roof over their head, a bed, and breakfast, lunch, and tea. And our children shouldn't have that. Our kids, our adult, young youth, they shouldn't have that today.
Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you, brother.